It's 24 minutes after 5 o'clock and we take your calls, SMSs and tweets. And right now it's a Wednesday, so we talk travel feature with Iga Mutilska of IgaJourneys.com. A very good morning, Iga. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm so excited about the topic we're talking about because it's really important.
Yes. So what is happening for this week?
So this week we're talking about responsible wildlife tourism. And wildlife selfies have become such a large part of popular culture and Instagram culture that many people are unaware that there's anything wrong with that. And so essentially the global tourism industry is under increasing pressure in order to regulate wildlife-animal interactions. Because, of course, it's not in the best interest of the animals. And very often tourists are also being killed as a result. And so very often these good intentions are the result of ignorance and a lack of education, while legitimate wildlife conservation products and animal sanctuaries do not offer any kind of interactions with wildlife. So I think it's really important to be cognizant when we go on holiday or when we have people visiting from overseas and we want to take them to experience South Africa.
I mean, we had the recent story where the woman was killed by a lion right here on our shores. And it's very sad that these type of situations happen because they shouldn't be happening. And at the end of the day, can we get angry at animals?
No, we should never actually be angry at the animals. And in actual fact, animals should remain wild. They shouldn't be habituated. They shouldn't be touched with or played with and interacted with. We should never try to train them in order to perform or to force them into any kind of unnatural behavior such as riding or walking with people. All these kind of activities should be avoided. And we should remember that it's not okay to habituate animals, that they will always retain their natural instincts. And of course, that we should never be able to or have to blame them as a result.
Okay, so I mean, what should we be looking for if we do want some kind of wildlife experience, but we also want to be responsible?
Exactly. So very often there are various kind of organizations that put sanctuary or rehab center to their names and register as a nonprofit. That's unfortunately not always a clear indicator of whether or not what they're doing is responsible. So I think the number one rule is just to remember that the best way to see animals is in their natural environment where they're wild, they're roaming free, they can hunt for themselves at a nature reserve, for example, where there's sufficient space for them. So we should never visit these kind of petting zoos whereby they're kept in small enclosures whereby we can touch them and take selfies with them or ride them and feed them purely because it's not natural. So when we visit a place, there are a number of different questions that we can ask. We can ask them whether they breed with any animals because very often breeding animals for conservation is used as an excuse, whereby very often these animals can never actually be released into the wild because they're habituated and also because their gene pools are very poor as well. So another question to ask is, do you allow for public interaction?
Yes.
Or do you hunt on the property? Something else that's very pertinent is what do you do with the surface of animals? So when the land can no longer sustain the animals and whether they sell or trade their animals and if so to which organizations. Because sometimes these animals that are kept at petting zoos, once they become too large, they're either sold off to reserves where they are hunted, and this is obviously canned lion hunting, or otherwise they're kept until they're fully grown, and then they become victims of the illegal trade of wildlife parks. And very often their parts are used for traditional Asian medicine. And then the final two questions are, how is the money I pay allocated to your project? And are you fair trade tourism certified? And the answer to these questions certainly raise some red flags if it's not a legitimate organization. And then lastly, in closing, I would just like locals and obviously tourists alike to have a look at the hashtag Hands Off Our Wildlife social media campaign. And there's a lot of resources there that can help you and that educate about what is right, what is wrong, where are the gray areas, what you should be looking out for. So that's a great place where you can do some research online.
And of course, if anybody wants to find out which are the legitimate places they can go to where they are practicing responsible wildlife tourism, they can head off to IgaJourneys.com or get in touch with Iga Mutilska or follow her on social media at IgaJourneys.